right, Dean, time for a patron-requested review from the man, David Powell. He's coming back with us with Local Hero.
Local Hero. Let's find out if he is our pal today, Hendo.
Jesus Christ, pal. Local Hero. It's a 1983 Scottish comedy drama film written and directed by Bill Forsyth. Stars Peter Rygart, Dennis Lawson, Fulton McKay, Peter Capaldi, and Burt Lancaster. Burt Lancaster's name sounds familiar. I can't tell you anything he's in. And I don't think I've seen anything he's in besides this film now.
Yeah, the Burt Lancaster of it all. I'm with you. I know the name so well, but definitely don't know what he's in. Obviously, we know the main character, though.
Peter Rygart, I know from The Mask.
Yeah, The Mask. I saw him, I was like...
Doyle!
I was like, holy shit, is that him? Yes, it is.
Also, Peter Capaldi is in this as the bumbling sidekick guy that he's with. He looked familiar. I had to look him up. He's actually one of the Doctor Who's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He looks like that Fritz guy that kept his family under the basement.
Really?
I mean, a little.
I disagree with that.
I mean, he's kind of scary looking.
Well, now. Looks like he could play the Grinch.
Yeah. See? That's not that far-fetched.
Cinematography, it was done by Chris Menges, who we've actually spoken about once before. He did the cinematography for The Reader, that Kate Winslet film.
Yeah, the Nazi one.
Sure.
It was good. I like The Reader.
Composer was Mark Knopfler.
Oh my God, you don't know who Mark Knopfler is.
Do you?
Yes.
What?
You seriously don't know that composer?
I've got a movie that he did here.
Wow.
What movie is yours, Dan? Before you start scrolling on your phone.
What movie is his?
Yeah, composer.
He is the frontman of Dire Straits.
Ah! Okay. Well, that's weirder then because he did the composing for The Princess Bride as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's not that weird. It's more weird that he did this film.
Well, he did this before Princess Bride.
Yeah, let's touch on music for a sec. Because I saw music by Mark Knopfler and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, the music really didn't grab me.
Oh, okay. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, like it was maybe because I went in like, oh, this is going to be some cool tunes.
Here we go.
Yeah, and it was just like a very forgettable score.
Can I say, the poster that I saw for this film, which I think is on Letterboxd, is incredibly misleading.
How so, Hendo?
Because it has fucking Burt Lancaster on the front behind Peter Rygart, in front of Peter Rygart, as the two businessmen with their... Yeah, with their pants up, whatever it is, walking through the water. Burt Lancaster doesn't do this. They really centered him as the main guy here. I didn't know who the hell Burt Lancaster was in this film until I had to look him up. Like, oh my God, he's Happer.
Okay. I mean, I'm not that angry with the poster.
Misleading.
I mean, he comes from a helicopter, which is near the water. They're very much, I think it more shows how much they are fish out of water here, where you've got businessmen with their rolled up suits that look so out of place. I think that really does show how much of the outsiders they are in this town.
And you have to have big man Burt Lancaster on the front of the poster. It's just annoying. I'm looking at him like, oh, so he's going to be there too. It's like, oh no, he's back at the office doing whatever the hell he's doing with that weird fucking psychiatrist guy, which is easily the worst part of this film.
I mean, that's a big call. There's so many, Hendo.
Ooh, Jesus, scathing already, Dean. Anyway, I did see that the producers always wanted Burt Lancaster to play Happer, but the casting proved problematic because Burt Lancaster wanted his $2 million salary, which was almost a third of the film's entire budget.
Who the fuck is this guy?
However, upon learning of Lancaster's potential involvement of the film, Warner Brothers offered the producers a US distribution deal and provided the additional funding to secure Lancaster. After negotiations, the producers ended up having an additional $200,000 in the film's budget. He later said in an interview that big stars are not a liability, they're an asset. So after all that, he got more money because Lancaster got involved.
Okay, I have seen Lancaster. Lancaster?
One of them. Is it Judgment at Nuremberg?
In Field of Dreams, Hendo.
Who's he in that?
He's one of the ghost baseball players.
Ah.
Have you seen Field of Dreams?
Yeah. I think you made me watch it a couple of years ago. It's a good film.
It is a good film. Oh, he's also in Scorpio, but I haven't seen Scorpio. Fucking hell, he's prolific in the 60s.
Anyway, Local Hero ended up earning $5.9 million in total gross in America. They invested £2.5 million into the film and actually received £3.9 million back, earning them a profit of about £740,000 in the end. So this movie was a success.
I mean, with a small budget, it's, you know, I guess it's not that hard to be a success.
And you really don't want to have anything good to say about this film, do you?
Maybe, bear with me here, maybe literally nothing else came out that weekend.
This won a BAFTA.
No, it did not.
It did. Best Director for Bill Forsyth. It also got nominated for Best Cinematography, Best Editing, Best Film, Best Original Screenplay, Best Score, Best Supporting Actor for Burt Lancaster.
What?
Yeah, lots of love for this film.
This was nominated for Best Picture?
No, the BAFTAs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it is sitting at a 7.4 on IMDb.
Not bad.
Here's the best piece of trivia, though, that I found off IMDb.
Here we go.
Peter Reigart's character, Mac McIntyre, features the word Mac in both his first and last names.
Was that like one of one people found this interesting?
I put that up there. All right, Dean, do we want to hear what you think of Local Hero? Are we apologizing to David Powell already, or should he be apologizing to you?
He should be apologizing to me.
Oh, God.
Let me get one thing straight.
Here we go.
This film sucks, right?
Ugh.
It's terrible. It's legitimately up there for one of the most boring films I've ever seen. I don't understand how someone can watch this now and think, you know what? Those movie Jenny guys, they'll be into this. Like, seriously. There's no way. Don't get me wrong. It's not one of these films where you watch it and you're like, oh, this is terrible. This is so bad or anything like that. It's just, it's dated. It's ugly to look at.
What is it with you and films that-
I like films ugly. That look good.
Oh, sorry, it doesn't have a $200 million budget or Marvel style.
Right. It's so boring. Like, it's about a guy.
We know what it's about.
But so he goes, like, it's so predictable. You read the plot and you're just like, okay, so he's going to get to this small town. He's going to befriend the locals and he's going to realize, hey, like, maybe their way of life is better, you know? And that's exactly what fucking happens. I was like, oh, come on.
Did you want a plot twist or something?
I mean, I reckon like the second third of this film you could take out and it would not change this film at all. Like, the setting up of him getting there.
I can agree with
you. And then the last third, I'm like, yeah, okay. But I swear this middle bit was like, oh, please. Please, something happen. I do not care about his friend here. Like, that whole thing.
Oh, the girl?
Yeah. Oh, like.
How long did this go for again?
4 hours, I think.
Anyway, I started watching this one night.
Just under 2 hours.
I started watching this one night and pretty quickly fell asleep. And I genuinely thought at the time, I feel like, because most of the time it's because I'm tired.
Go on.
And then you text me the next day.
Come join me, Hendo.
Watch Local Hero and I'm regretting my life choices. And I'm like, wow, okay, well maybe I fell asleep because the start of this was just talk, and I had no idea what was going on, so I fell asleep. So I get to watching it. It's fine.
It's very boring.
No.
What?
I wasn't bored. When I actually sat down and watched it, I wasn't bored.
Come on.
I agree with you. The second third of this film definitely sags, where it's just repeating the same stuff. And I'm like, yeah, we get it. This is the, you know, the nice little local town. I like the fact that they're swindling him in the end. They're all playing this big ploy to try and up the prices to make money. They don't want to be there and do this local shit. They want to make money and move on. I love that about it. And they're all in sync to try and bump up his prices. The part where they have the baby there for more sympathy and he walks out, whose baby's that? And they're all just like, they can't even answer the question because they're so just trying to get, just squeeze every little bit of dollar out of him. I like that whole community about the whole film. Score's okay. I think if this film got like a remastered edition, if they actually touched up the movie itself, I think you would appreciate it a bit more because I actually like the Scottish locales and the way it looks. It does look a bit.
Is that because you've been to Scotland?
Well, I don't need to watch the movie to appreciate good Scottish locales.
Is that what Scotland looks like now?
No. Oh, yeah, actually.
Is it less grainy now?
Look, I didn't have a problem with this film in the end. Definitely sags in the middle, but I enjoyed all the characters. I thought it was a nice, tender.
Tender?
Yeah, I think it was. Just harmless.
What's tender? Mac's not a tender character.
It's a harmless film about people appreciating the little things in life.
Do you think Mac is a tender character?
I think eventually he becomes a tender character. He doesn't want to become that 80s yuppie dickhead that, you know, he tries to be this entire movie. He wants to live the normal good life. I didn't mind this film. I'm giving this a like it's a very weak 3 stars.
Whoa! Yeah. No way.
No shit.
I mean, I can only assume you were doing this to pander to our lovely patron David Powell.
Why would I need to do that?
I don't know, but that's the only justification I could have.
No, I thought this was fine.
I bet Mr. Powell watched this as a young lad, possibly in Scotland.
Oh, so this is his
this is his
Mr. Destiny.
This is Mr. Destiny.
This is his dream, a little dream.
Exactly right. And that's okay.
David, can you please start a podcast and please review Somewhere in Time, Dream a Little Dream, and Mr. Destiny, and just do what Dean's doing to you right now, because
it's not possible.
What will happen.
Those films are fun and nice to look at.
Mr. Destiny, fun to look at.
Yeah, Renee Russo's in that. Wow.
So?
Really?
So?
She was a Bond girl.
Unofficial Bond girl.
Was she a Bond girl?
Yeah, never say never again. That shit.
Wow, I can't believe I got that. Just seems like...
I mean,
like...
you have a stab at it. It does make sense she would be a Bond girl.
Well, she's very fine.
What are you giving this film?
Linda Hamilton is in Mr. Destiny.
So? That's not a tick.
It's a tick for...
Jim Belushi is in it.
It's a tick for Jim Belushi.
Cross.
What? Jim Belushi's awesome. Michael Caine.
Back to local hero.
I don't like the characters either.
Okay.
Do you like any of these people?
Yeah, they're all right.
This is why you should go to Scotland.
You haven't given us your rating yet, Dean. I've given mine a very nice 3 stars.
Listen, for all my talk, it's a great film, 4 stars. Nah, for all my talk, as I said, it's not a horrible film. It's just...
That's the first time you've said that.
I'm pretty sure I said it's not horrible. It's just boring. Like, it's incredibly boring. But, like, you like the little things. I don't like the little things.
I hated the little things. That movie was shit.
Okay. I'm giving it 1.5 stars.
So bad.
It was nearly a 1.
I saw your rating before I watched the movie. I'm like, wow. And it might be because I saw that rating, because I went in with incredibly low expectations after that. And that may have helped, because I was fine with this film.
Yeah, I was not.
It's not bad. It is your worst pick, David, but it's still okay.
We need more coherence, David.
Just in general?
Yes, in general. More coherence, please.
All right, but that is our patron-requested review this week for Local Hero. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate.
All right, random number generator is back up again, Dean. We got 8 numbers here. Spin that wheel. Click that button. Whatever the hell you're doing over there.
All right, here we go. It is number 1, Hendo.
Oh, Brother Shane's turn.
Ah, Brother Shane.
Gone with Tenet.
Tenet. Not Tenet.
Oh, The Tenant.
The Tenant.
Oh, The Tenant.
The Tenant. What year is The Tenant?
Something in the 70s, I think.
Something in the 70s, so...
Polanski film.
Ew. All right. Maybe I should watch Local Hero again.
I wouldn't say no.
What? To Polanski?
To Local Hero, dickhead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Took a turn. Yeah. All right.
Let's see how we go.
Yeah, let's see.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for checking out the episode. Sorry, David.
Thanks. Bye.